brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, we've had Yahoo Instant Message for years here in the office, but I thought, you know, why not go ahead and let the listeners start instant messaging me when I'm on air with questions or comments, and if they're short and somewhat easy to cover, I will mention quite a few of those on the air, because I always print up emails and then rarely end up covering them on air, but I will, especially if it's on topic, the specific topic we're talking about at the time, cover your instant messages here on air, and there's a link to that up on Infowars.com right now. Paul Watson's going to join us in a few minutes to talk about the Davos Economic Forum, World Economic Forum, and they're calling again and giving us more details of the world taxation grid that's going to fix all our problems if we'll just have a world government and a world taxation system. We'll also get into the Iran situation and how it ties into China and Russia. And there's a lot of other Big Brother news and economic news we'll be covering. Right now, let's go to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, you're on the air. Go ahead.
So, Mr. Jones, I just wanted to report, I don't know if you've seen it on the world news, all the tunnels from Mexico to Texas, they bring in so much dope in. They just got these tunnels that run for miles.
Well, the government knows where almost every one of them is. They're just showing you a few of them right now. And again, they've got these TSA Viper teams in the middle of the country searching little old ladies. But, oh, we can't stop all the illegal aliens that are pouring into the country. It just illustrates what a complete fraud the fake war on terror is.
Well, I tell you, I don't know what the answer is. People ask me all the time. I mean, I'm talking about 20 times a day when I give them a tape. What can we do about this? What can we do about this? They say, well, get involved, pass these tapes out, go to the meetings, organize meetings. Mr. Jones, I'm so discouraged with the way this government's being run. I just feel like I get hiding myself, just digging a hole and hiding myself. You know, I've been in this 7 years, and I just don't see we're getting any headway.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, Charles, I've seen a lot of people wake up. I've seen a lot of issues turn our way. I've seen a lot of people come around to our view. The old political roadmaps and order is being shattered. The false paradigm is being broken. And so I know it's frustrating to see all these things that are going on, but at least now people know about the tunnels. At least now people know about Halliburton. At least people know about the Federal Reserve being private, run for profit. I mean, listen, I talk about this every day because it's such positive news. Crazy Alex Jones, the radical, isn't so radical today.
Well, nobody calls you crazy that I know of.
Well, I know that, but I mean, maybe 10 years ago. My point is that we really are the mainstream. And the fact that we're being more and more accepted as, quote, mainstream shows that the New World Order's propaganda program is in deep trouble.
Yeah, and I want to say something. See all this deal in New Orleans? They're stealing these people's property. Mr. Jones, I've been talking to people that going to the gun shop, saying how the police said, if you don't give me a gun, we're going to shoot you, and all that. People don't want to believe that, but they'll do anything they want. They'll threaten you anyway. They'll come in your house and threaten you any way you want. These policemen and this military we got are so corrupt. The other day, they just caught them on film beating another man in another state. The military, I don't even think they know which way is up anymore. What's your opinion on our military?
Well, I know they even went into the million-dollar home areas where we're high and dry with power and just said, give us your guns.
Yes.
First thing they did, we're not going to bring you food and water. We're coming for your guns.
And I bet you half of them were foreign troops because they were all masked.
Well, yeah, men driving around in black masks. We know that there were Dutch, Mexican, and British troops.
Yes, sir. That's true. Well, thank you for what you're doing, Mr. Jones. God bless you, son, your family.
Thank you. God bless you, too. We'll come back with Paul Joseph Watson from the United Kingdom on this live Tuesday edition, the final day of the first month of 2006. It's flown past us. Check out Infowars.net. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, people are very scared. They've heard the word nuclear over and over again, association with Iran. Meanwhile, communist China threatens to nuke almost every major U.S. city, well, not almost every, hundreds of U.S. cities, and that's every major city in this country. Even a lot of towns you wouldn't say were that big. I mean, there are towns of 200,000 people that are on that list, but that's not a threat. I mean, they've got the power to do it. They're saying they may do it. Let's move all our industry over there and let them buy all our debt and then dump the dollar and tank our currency and give them the Panama Canal. U.S. companies don't even bid on that and let them move military bases into the Caribbean, into the Bahamas. That's not a problem. They're just threatening to kill us. But those Iranians that have rolled over to us for so long, well, now they've said that if they're attacked, they'll fight back. How dare them? And Iran is saying that since they're being referred to the UN for military sanctions or economic sanctions, that they're ending diplomacy. It's all a fraud. And it was a fraud. It is a fraud. And so now things move forward. Meanwhile, the UN unveils plan to release untapped wealth of $7 trillion a year and solve the world's problems at a stroke. Yes, imagine what the UN can do with double the federal budget. With $7 trillion a year, I'm sure they could do wonders for us. The UN's just wonderful. Why in Burma they engaged in mass murder, killing the Aborigines, forcing them out for a UN biosphere. Down in Costa Maya, Mexico, back in the early 90s, they openly forced all the people off their land and then promised it'd be a biosphere and then built hotels on it. That's just such a scam. Al-Qaeda is propagandizing for Bush on the eve of the State of the Union. Every time, at every opportune point, Al-Qaeda pops up and agrees with Bush and helps him and supports him, and they should. They're CIA. And we'll get into the UN's promise to save the world in return for global government. Paul Watson's written two good articles yesterday about this. We're going to be going over it. OPEC saying Iran won't halt oil production, even though they're being threatened with a nuclear attack by now that evil Frenchie Jacques Chirac. See, that was all good cop, bad cop staged, folks. They're all getting together now. It's okay. Iran will keep pumping the oil to us because they're so evil. And Putin touts Russian missile capabilities, how he can hit us and all the things he can do. But again, that's okay. It's those evil Iranians. They've got to be dealt with. But rapid consumer spending helps push the savings rate to the lowest level since the depth of the depression, the low point of the depression, the depths of it was 1933, and that's what we've now hit. This out of the Associated Press, and now your monthly credit card payment is going to be doubled. We'll be going over some of that in the attack on free speech on the web and a lot more as Big Brother moves against the population of the planet while trying to distract the population with little staged wars along the way. False catalyzers or unifiers. Paul Watson joining us from Sheffield, England. Welcome, my friend.
Hello, Alex. Good to be back.
It's good to have you with us. Paul, so much is going on. What do you want to plunge into first?
I think with the State of the Union happening tonight, it's salient to get into the Al-Qaeda propaganda pitch for Bush with the release of these two audio and videotapes over the last 2 weeks.
Always at 2 minutes to midnight, right when Bush needs support, they pop up, and there's been university studies. His approval rating goes up each time. Just like when Bush needs help, Clinton will attack him. That then gets his base to unify around him. It's all part of the theater.
Well, yeah, it's like night follows day. I mean, the question is, if the source of these tapes is really Bin Laden and his right-hand man, Al-Zawahiri, why are they making the decision to release them at the most politically expedient time for the Bush administration? And we've got at least three major concrete examples of where this has happened in the past. December 2001, the Bin Laden tape supposedly admitting responsibility for 9/11 found in a house in Jalalabad. It was physically located by anti-Taliban forces. It wasn't handed in by anyone. And it's just, the lucky find of a VHS tape in a house in a massive sprawling city. And the government refused to give any more information than that. Obviously, the tape is a fat Bin Laden with the wrong nose, the wrong facial structure. He makes the mistake of praising two hijackers that later turn up alive. He gets the names wrong of others. He says that the hijackers didn't know that they were about to die, and yet at the same time the FBI told us that they found the letters indicating the exact opposite of that. So right after 9/11, when the questions are starting to arise, 2-3 months after the event, we have the Bin Laden tape, which, shuts down the hatches on it. Shortly before the bombing of Iraq, Colin Powell tells the Senate, quote, a Bin Laden tape is coming, proving Iraq's links with Al-Qaeda. And this was almost a week before Al Jazeera actually got the tape and it aired. So.
Yeah, the press all ran out going, he said it's on TV now, so he got his notes wrong from the PSYOP script, and we know Al Jazeera's their front. We know that little thing about Bush wanting to bomb it is meant to give them more credibility, because a lot of Arabs are now saying it's a front. I mean, David Frost has a show on it, for heaven's sake. I mean, this is totally staged.
Well, exactly, and then Al Jazeera acquires the tape, and it says exactly that. Bin Laden's talking about standing with the Iraqis, admits an alliance with Saddam. So it's basically a gift-wrapped present for the neocons. They tried to create that myth with this Mohammed Atta.
Well, I want to go back. I want to go back, though, to the fat bin Laden. I mean, it's a guy, looks nothing like him. He is in a dark room. His nose is twice the size. He suddenly gained 150 pounds, maybe 175 pounds. And then they did voice print analysis. That's 100%. You take a real bin Laden tape, a real bin Laden video with audio. You create a biometric voice print key. It's 100%. Then they compared the fat bin Laden. It wasn't even the same person. Then they had linguists listen to it, and it was a Western person who was well-trained but trying to act like they'd actually been raised in the Middle East. So, and that was experts in Canada, France, and the U.S. that looked totally fake. Now, all these other tapes have turned out to have been fake or 4- and 5-year-old tapes re-edited together.
Right, and they the bin Laden one, he's writing with his left hand when he's right-handed. He's wearing a gold ring on one hand, which is forbidden by Muslim law. It's as if they left clues to be intentionally discovered because it's such a sloppy job. I mean, we saw Forrest Gump shaking hands with President Kennedy 10 years ago, and that looked real. There's adverts on British television now where fat media personalities, their heads are superimposed on skinny models' bodies, and it looks completely real. So they could have done a much better job. Then again, 4 days before the election, the polls were kind of deadlocked, and bin Laden releases the videotape that sounds like a, you know, DVD extra from Fahrenheit 9/11. Bush gets 4 approval points from it and wins the election, which is not to say that Kerry would have been any different, but that's the point where they chose who would win the election. And Kerry himself blamed the bin Laden tape for his defeat. And then
Walter Cronkite came out and said it was staged by the government.
Yeah, he said it was Karl Rove orchestrated setup. So, 3 concrete examples of where these tapes get released at precisely the right times where they most benefit the government agenda.
And well, now, it's like when Bush travels over to give a speech with Blair, there's magically, right as they give the speech 1 hour before, bombings in Turkey. I mean, it's just always the same. Then they give a speech about terrorism.
Yeah, that's when Bush visited the UK in November 2003. HSBC building in Turkey was bombed, and it basically formed a foundation of Bush's speech. So they work it in as these events unfold. And now, right before the State of the Union, bin Laden the previous week and yesterday al-Zawahiri playing their role in releasing the tapes, or at least appearing to release them. And again, you read the transcript of the bin Laden tape, he's personally recommending left-wing books about U.S. empire building. Bin Laden, this is a guy who, when visited by mainstream journalists in the late 90s, didn't even have a newspaper to read, never mind, you know, Western books, and they said he was completely unaware of any modern media whatsoever. So he's talking about left.
And again, by doing that, by saying it's an empire, Bush is a big liar. Now when anybody else says it, oh, you're with bin Laden.
With bin Laden,
or, oh, you talk about empire, you're with bin Laden. I mean, it's so scripted.
Yeah, no,
meanwhile, the Bush administration with Buzzy Krongard and the CIA says we don't want him, we don't want to capture him. Meanwhile, we've had all these special forces and CIA men on who were ordered not to stop him, not to catch him, not to capture him, not to go after him. I mean, all of this is happening. It's so ridiculously obvious.
Well, yeah, 13th of March 2002, President Bush. I quote, "I don't know where he is. You know, I just don't spend that much time on him. To be honest with you, I don't know where he is. I am truly not that concerned about him." And then, a couple of weeks ago, he says, quote, "When he says he's going to hurt the American people again, or try to, he means it. I take it seriously, and the people of the NSA take it seriously." So flip-flopping from one to the other whenever it's politically expedient.
Well, they even got up on the news on the eve of the Iraq War and said, no more bin Laden, he's not the threat at Saddam. And suddenly bin Laden left TV and radio and print, and it was all Saddam. It's like the 10 minutes of hate in 1984. It's just, this is the boogeyman, this is the bad man, he's going to get you, give up all your rights. All right, we'll come back and we'll get into world government, world taxation, and so much more with our guest, Paul Watson. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum aren't extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please, order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673. 9673.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Here's an instant message on my Yahoo Instant Messenger. It says, I've been an avid reader of your site and mainstream news articles on politics, and my question for you is, do you actually believe that world domination is at hand? It's nearly impossible to control every human being on Earth. You see, I don't believe it. The globalists are openly announcing it and openly setting it up. All they have to do is build the parameters. It's like they just go put toll road readers on major existing highways and put it in, and put a tracker chip in your inspection sticker and just start charging you. And if you don't pay them, they come arrest you. You know, there's an example of tyranny. How did the Romans dominate the entire known world? How did the Japanese dominate their surrounding area? How did Hitler do it? It's what they do. And that's what this global government, global taxation, global treaties and armies are about. Paul Watson, for so many people, they're still in denial. It's like a world government being set up, they think is still a conspiracy theory.
Well, I think the kind of balance, the tipping point, is, I mean, they've already eliminated most vestiges of freedom. Like, for example, in Britain, there is no freedom of speech. You go out and you practice freedom of speech and you are immediately apprehended under Section 44 of the terrorism law, which 119,000 people already have been since 2001.
By the way, Paul, when we were out on the street doing interviews, we had the police come over, issue me a file that I've been putting in a file, and they were there with their video cameras up on the poles scanning us. And then now an activist was out peacefully standing with a big placard against the national ID card, and they came over with cameras. We have photos on Prison Planet. It's in the news. Took video of him and said, we're putting you in a terror database. And meanwhile, in the new Patriot Act, any type of government function, if you do go across any line or any free speech zone they say isn't there, felony time in prison. Absolutely. Go ahead. Sorry.
That's right, and the details in the case of Britain remain in the database forever. You never get out of them, which is obviously going to cause havoc for future travel plans and
but
so
again,
forth.
This is an attempt at a chilling effect because they're planning things so bad they know even the docile American and British people are going to say no, Paul. What is it they're planning that they're trying to, I mean, how does that fight terrorists to not to harass anybody protesting?
Well, just think of the numbers, though. I mean, there's 60 million people living in Britain. At the height of the Iraq war protests, you had 1 million people marching in London. I'd guess at least half of those were one-off protests from people who weren't normally politically active. So say you've got 500,000 people in Britain who are politically active already, and this is before the London bombings, because they don't include that data after mid-2005, 119,000 of those 500,000 have been put in a terrorism database. So it's just like a third of the politically active people in Britain.
And by the way, in New York, it was the local bicycle club in a bike riding awareness just about a bike rider who was killed in traffic. Not even political, and they had NYPD with CIA advisors inside.
Yeah, and I mean, not even really political. An author writes a book about homosexual adoption, goes on a radio program opposing it, gets a phone call from the police an hour later.
What about
freedom?
What about the college student joking around with the cop on the horse going, your horse looks gay, and they arrest him?
Oh, yeah, but then like people like Ann Coulter can write articles threatening to poison Supreme Court justices, and it's all a big joke and nothing ever happens. But
O'Reilly can say, blow up the UN building.
Yeah, attack San Francisco. He invites Al-Qaeda to attack San Francisco. But why are they doing it? The ultimate goal, I'm more sure than ever, is they're going to detonate a tactical nuke in a major U.S. city. CBS News just had another big fear-mongering propaganda show about that on over the weekend, I believe.
And then when it happens, they'll go, see, we warned you, we're smart, better give up all your rights to us.
Yeah, and I believe the extension of the Patriot Act expires February 5th. I haven't confirmed that, but obviously that's the day of the Super Bowl this weekend.
Yes, it does.
So we'll have to be very careful about an event happening there.
And even if it doesn't happen, they admit that they issue terror alerts for political effect. It's still just the threat of it has a similar psychological effect. There's just terrorists everywhere, Paul.
Yeah, it's a worldwide media showcase. It's like the Olympics in 2008 or the World Cup this year. They create the police state. They have NATO AWACS flying over the cities and the world watching world media sees
that's
that.
Right. And you're going to have foreign German troops in London.
Right.
Well, you need foreign troops. Only they can keep you safe, Paul. Stay there. I want to get into this, get into the call for world taxation. There's so much to talk about with Paul Watson, and we'll take your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
Star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on
Paul Watson's going to be with us until the middle of the next hour. We're going to continue covering the news and taking your calls. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Linda, Mike, and others, your calls are coming up. Paul, these are mainstream news articles that are on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com today, where you peacefully go out on the streets of London with a big poster board that has a fake national ID card with his name on it, you know, to illustrate how it's violating your rights, and goons run over with video cameras and write down all your personal info and say you're going in a terrorist database. Now, that happened to me twice in London. Once when I was just peacefully there at the tube station where they shot shot Dominguez, now totally proven to be premeditated on purpose, why we don't know. And then another time when I was bullhorning Parliament, which wasn't going to be banned for another 2 days. They already passed the law to ban it, but it didn't go into effect for another 2 days. Just protesting their period, not just bullhorning. So I happened to drop by and saw a gigantic bullhorn and was salivating. And Paul, tell folks what happened once they once the police heard me bullhorning, saying that 9/11 and 7/7 were inside jobs.
Well, even though another individual had been doing it for about 10 minutes previously, he kind of was quiet and you couldn't hear him from across the street. And then you started doing it, and within literally about a minute, 2 minutes, the community support officers came over and took all your details, tried to basically hang around, even though they had no reason for doing so, after taking your details.
Oh, yeah, after they took the details and tried to intimidate me, gave me some weird ticket that I was in the database, they then would stand in front of it and keep trying to talk to me.
Yeah.
Because it's a free country. That's what the cop's job is, to go out and stop people from protesting.
Right, and they're also passing laws in Britain whereby every offence is arrestable. Every arrest mandates direct inclusion into the DNA database. So you had a case of an 11-year-old girl who threw a snowball at a police car by accident. She was aiming, obviously, for somebody else. She threw a snowball at a police car. She was arrested and put in a DNA database for her entire life. So that's the way it's heading. And then they talk about, in this article, train spotters at one of the train stations near the Labour Party conference being detained and searched under the same laws. And, of course, the 80-somewhat-year-old guy who was thrown out by security goons manhandled for heckling at the Labour Party conference, of which he was a member.
Which has always been done.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they drug him out by his hair, folks, a World War II veteran, it turned out. But again, folks, it has nothing to do with terrorism. All over the Western world, they're going, hey, you can't protest anymore. Look, even scarier, I have the law here. We're going to dig it out later after we get into global taxation. And I saw it in this New Patriot Act. People kept saying, well, it's not a New Patriot Act. Yes, it is. It creates a federal police force through the Secret Service, radically expands them, and says that any of their deputies or designates, local police, state police, whatever, now, if you are anywhere, they can on the spot claim you were not in a free speech zone, protesting anywhere, and charge you with felonies for not following their directions instantly. So they can retroactively say, you're not allowed to be protesting, and then arrest you and charge you under felony terrorism charges. I mean, it's right here, mainstream news, folks. Again, what are they planning that's so bad that they're trying to put laws in place where there's no protesting or no resisting them? Well, I'll tell you, the Federal Reserve System has been set up where it is impossible to for the general public to ever make enough money to get out of debt. It is when you borrow money from the bank, they can loan out 10 times the amount you, quote, have on deposit. They can loan out 10 times even on the debt you have. It's zeros and ones in a computer. So where do they get wealth? By causing recessions and depressions. And, Paul, I'm sure you've seen the article. It's up on InfoWars right now, out of the Star Tribune. It's an AP story where they admit that we have the highest rate of debt since the low point, the worst part of the Great Depression in 1933. Meanwhile, though, Paul, we've got a great economy.
Well, yeah, Bush is conservative, but he spent more on deficit spending than the entire previous 42 administrations put together. But he's a conservative. So, I mean, what you were talking about earlier was, why do some people still deny it? Most people, the idea of going out and actually protesting and using their freedom of speech is anathema. So when you have laws that target individuals that do that, they don't batter an eyelid. It's kind of when the police state tightens its grip so much that it starts to regulate personal behavior, which is what you just talked about with the Federal Reserve, when people start to lose their pension funds and so forth, when people are getting tracked and taxed on the road.
And by the way, they've changed the law. They've announced they're taking your pension funds. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, let me give people the newsflash. I'm not trying to scare you. It has been announced. They have changed the law 3 years ago. They are going to take them. And when you try to go out and protest, the cops are going to blow your heads off.
Right. And the New Orleans model, which they're moving towards, is built for that specific purpose of regulating personal behavior. That's part of why the CCTV cameras are springing up everywhere via Homeland Security grants. So it's when they start to pass measures like curfews, for example, that people will really start to realize how it affects their day-to-day habits and their day-to-day existence. So that's when they'll feel the most uproar against it. So at that point, that's also a significant tipping point for how people react to the police state, as it engulfs their personal habits.
Well, I agree with you, Paul. I want to go to some calls in a few minutes, but let's get into global government, global taxation. The UN has announced, and this is how it works, folks. Governments are now like vending machines. Big private corporations, again, 44 of the 100 biggest economies are companies, not countries. So almost half, and some of the biggest are companies, not countries. Walmart's like now what the number eighth largest country, GDP-wise. They go up to the government the way it's been designed. They've gotten the laws changed, or in some cases ignore them, and they put their money into the slot, and they pull the lever for what they want, and it comes out. It's just like the Spanish government came and spent tens of millions of dollars, openly bought off the politicians, and then they handed over every major road in Texas to them, and they're all going to be toll roads, and it's going to be a living nightmare, and it's going to happen nationwide. Australian companies are getting some states. Most of the water districts are owned by German or Dutch companies now. I mean, it's all happening right now, and people don't understand this, that the UN tax model, they're going to cede a governmental authority and taxation to private global corporations. And I've been reading the text of the Davos Switzerland meetings, but, I mean, don't believe Paul Watson's article that he wrote. You can go read the London Independent headline, UN unveils plan to release untapped wealth of $7 trillion and solve the world's problems at a stroke. And internet tax they want, money transfer tax, wellhead oil tax. There's all these new taxes, telecommunications taxes, and all of this will also be used to control behavior. So the world government's forming, all these big CEOs are meeting, pushing it, and in the false political model, they tell us, oh, CEOs don't like government. Baloney, folks. They're the ones, I mean the big ones, that are out lobbying for it. Paul, you wrote a great article about this called UN's Promise to Solve the World in Return, to Save the World in Return for Global Government. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, and the foundation of it, as you just talked about, was a global tax, which is what the ID card is really fundamentally about. It's not just about the police walking up and demanding to see your papers. People say, well, what's the big deal? You know, in America, you take your driver's license everywhere. You have to show it to do anything anyway. And as we talked about with these powers in the UK, the police can demand to know who you are anyway. So the ID card, the biometric ID card, will be about direct taxation upon purchase, and that is the global tax model that it's eventually destined to become.
Now, they've openly announced this, but then they'll have their shills like Neil Bortz out and all these other neocons every show. We got to have a sales tax, got to have a sales tax. The federal model is we're going to have state and national sales taxes, but because it's going to be graduated for your income, everyone must swipe it to, quote, ensure that there's not tax bracket fraud going on the sales tax. It's the official model for then global taxation, but the average American has no idea, and Judas Goat, Judas Iscariot, phony conservatives are selling you the poison.
Right, which is why they're now giving credit cards to 9-year-olds in Britain. It's all to promote the cashless society.
Yeah, a 9-year-old has no business with a cell phone or credit cards.
No, but to get into this UN thing, they're basically asking us to give up our nice lifestyles, live on subsistence level, and the United Nations promises to kind of create this utopian heaven on earth where worldwide disease and poverty is eliminated.
By the way, they're actually saying that, and I've heard them snigger for years on NPR. We've had it too good for too long, folks. The economy, it isn't somebody wins, somebody loses. In a real economy, free market, everybody wins and the pie grows. This is about control of populations. A middle class is upwardly mobile. They can't have it. Paul, go ahead.
Right, because it comes from the same crowd that brought us the IMF and World Bank loans that were designed, and this was in their own documents, to keep the third world locked in its own prison, so it never got the opportunity.
Joseph Sikelitz, the head of the World Bank, a chief economist, quit. We've now had other big international bankers, you know, write books like Economic Hitmen. I mean, folks, these are public documents where they call us slaves and talk about destroying the West and further annihilating the third world. They are criminals, openly. I'm sorry, Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, that's why I found it odd that Stiglitz himself is promoting this so-called alternative, because it's the exact same poison. But the UN doesn't care about the fact that you know, as you just said, it's self-evident that national sovereignty, free market capitalism, and self-determination, while not creating a utopia, because it's never possible, but they seem to think it is, they're the only models throughout history, from the pilgrims to whatever example you want to mention, that have ever proven successful in developing and maintaining a thriving economy. But they say just sign over national sovereignty to them, admit the death of the nation state, and in all their infinite wisdom they'll redistribute the wealth and create their utopia. So how naive do they think we are? I mean, even if the United Nations were angels with a totally unblemished record, you would never create that pretext of concentrating power into so few hands. I've made a short list of the history of the United Nations in their noble quest to create a utopian planet. And I'm sure if you told that to the million-plus Iraqis, 500,000 of them children, whose deaths were a direct result of the UN sanctions from 1990, then they would disagree. Remember this Madeleine Albright quote, a price worth paying, 500,000 dead kids by a result of the UN sanctions. Rwanda, 94, when they withdrew the peacekeepers, an action that directly led to 800,000 people being butchered in a genocide. Prostitution, paedophilia, rape scandal, which has stretched from the Balkans right through Africa, including notably Sierra Leone for their 10 years.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is that the UN in Burma and all over has been caught exterminating people. I mean, they even put it in National Geographic a few years ago. I opened National Geographic up and it says UN biosphere soldiers, it was somewhere, I think, like Malaysia, guard key rainforests. They kill anyone entering. I mean, it's just, oh, how loving liberal. You just kill anyone coming into this whole sector of forest. And then at the same time, the UN runs around openly saying we'll use food as a weapon and giving China awards as the model when they're the most dehumanizing country out there. And then our own military-industrial complex in 46 at out at the Presidio, that's now the Gorbachev Center, openly set up the UN. It's a total front. I mean, it has nothing but a murdering history. But the poor leftists think it's some alternative to the neocon cabal.
Well, yeah, that's the card they're trying to play. Then you've got organized offshoots like UNESCO, which is part of the forced abortion program in China.
Well, I've got to talk about the positive that Bush signed back on to. I've got to talk about something positive, Paul, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I mean, you read UNESCO's own documents, and they're committed to the total abolition of private property rights, and they're the kind of the main offshoot that the UN would use to promote these kind of agendas. So, as I wrote, common sense tells us that we shouldn't negotiate with purveyors of global genocide when they promise to create heaven on earth. Would you get in a car with Ted Bundy if he promised you a good time? No.
Well, that's the thing, Paul, is that when you really try to stack up all the crimes of these groups and their stated goals and all the evil things they've done, they shouldn't be wiping their own noses. I mean, they're just light years ahead of any evil we've ever seen. And then just because they've got the money to dole out, all the academics and the rest of them just prance around behind them. It's just heaven help us, Paul.
Exactly. It's the same people that have engaged in the same mass deception time and time again to sell wars and manufacture crises. And then they tell us, you know, just give us some more freedom, just give us some national sovereignty, we'll promise we'll make everything all better, when they're the ones that created the problems in the first place.
I want to get your take on the Iran situation. I mean, I'm sure you've been listening to the show. We have China threatening to nuke us openly, but they're not a threat. Let's ship all the industry over there. Meanwhile, Iran's done nothing, and they say, we'll defend ourselves. And they go, they say if we nuke them, they're responding to Jacques Chirac saying he'd nuke them. Imagine a country, if you nuke them, they say they'll fight back. Man, that's radical. Those people are off the hook, vicious. I mean, again, if somebody walks up and starts punching you in the nose, you're not going to even defend yourself? I mean, that's bad?
Well, if Chinese troops invaded Los Angeles, then would the American people have a right to defend themselves, or should we just all lay down and die? But Iran took the seals off, even though they're the ones that voluntarily put them on in the first place. IAEA inspected Iran's facilities, said there was no agenda whatsoever to create nuclear bombs.
They cannot do it. It is not the proper type of facility. They cannot do it.
Yeah, I mean, in comparison to North Korea, who have already got, some people say, up to 5-10 nuclear bombs, and they fired a dummy missile which hit Alaska.
Boy, that was kept quiet. That was kept quiet.
And then the Iranian president comes out and says that Israel should be wiped off the map, which is obviously a ridiculously stupid comment to make, but he's talking to his Muslim majority. There are only four routes to Israel if Iran were to invade, and three of them are blocked off by US troops, one by Turkish troops. It just would not be possible for Iran to invade Israel.
Yeah, Iran isn't going to invade across 1,000 miles. It's total insanity. All right, we'll be right back and take some calls. There's a lot of other news coming up, folks. There's just so much of it to chronicle.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The United Nations is just a smokescreen for a more sophisticated global empire controlled by the very same royalty that has tried it successfully in many cases in the past. The British Empire had over half the earth under its control for quite a while, and it's some of the same individuals in control today. If you want to understand who's behind 9/11, who's behind the terror, who's behind the police state that's being set up, you need to get the new combo deal we just started offering yesterday, Webster Tarpley's incredible book, 500-plus pages, but a very easy read. Amazing info, 9-1-1 synthetic terror made in the USA. And with that, you get my new film, Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State, that's really a miniseries, 3 hours long, three different films, an incredible documentary, both of those for $29.95. By the way, Martial Law is $25 normally. So you're really getting Tarpley's book for about $5, and the book usually sells for about $18. And you can get it by itself for $17.95 if you want the book by itself. And we've got my new film, The Order of Death, getting into the occult activities, the global elite, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, the new footage inside Bohemian Grove, shot last summer. Just incredible stuff. That new film is out. When you get it, you get the original but now updated Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove on the same DVD or VHS absolutely free. So a lot of great deals at InfoWars.com. Also go to PrisonPlanet.tv where we have weekly TV reports, all my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other documentary films, Loose Change 2 now going up there. They've authorized us to do that. And now weekly reports inside the studio with our weekly in-studio guest. And going up today and tomorrow will be the Tex Mars interview and the interview with David Stahl as well, edited with documents and a lot of other things. And we have former DEA agent who exposed government drug dealing coming on Friday, Sela Castillo, and that will be videotaped and put on there for PrisonPlanet.tv members. 15 cents a day for a monthly subscription. We have yearly subscriptions. You get 3 months free when you get a yearly subscription. And we'll have the two-year anniversary of PrisonPlanet.tv here in about a month and a half. So been up for quite a while. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pieces of media. It's exclusive. It's great. And it makes this broadcast possible. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or get hard copies of all the films at InfoWars.com. Let's go ahead and go to some calls, Paul, and then we'll get into more of the news in the next hour. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in California. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, I'd like to tell you something right off the top here. First of all, you're one of my heroes.
Well, I'm flattered by that. I'm humbled.
And I want you to listen to an old man for a minute. You're in a key place. You're in a strategic place. And you're surrounded by agent provocateurs. And one of the things that they like to do is waste your time. And also, there is a fact that's coming down. We're going into a heavyweight fight. We're going into a world championship fight, my friend. And you have to take some time out. You don't have to worry about that flame burning out in you, son. You have to worry about being consumed by that flame, because that flame is Almighty God. And he's anointed you and appointed you to this time to do what you're doing. And my family and I, we pray for you every day. And you need to take and spell especially time with your wife and your kids, whatever you can. And I'll just tell you, leave you with that, my friend. Keep up the work. God bless you. You're in our prayers day and night. We're going to be there. I just wish I had you with me here when it comes down. But they're taking the old girl down. You can see it. But she ain't going down without a fight, brother. God bless you.
Well, God bless you. Wow, that's an amazing call. You know, we're all appointed and anointed if God calls us to fight evil. And I'm honored. I mean, I am blown away. I mean, I know I reach a lot of people, and it is a daunting task because I really don't have that high a view of myself, but I ask God every day to help me do a better job. And we are frustrated. You know, Paul, I call you up all the time, and I go, we've got to do more. We got to fight them more. We got to expose them more. Does it ever frustrate you, Paul, to just not even be able to cover all the evil they're engaged in?
Well, yeah, that's why it's an organic movement, and through what we do, other people create their own media platforms, so that's how we cover everything. So we're just encouraging other people to do the same.
Exactly. You know, so many people in the, quote, truth movement want to just be these little piggies all in themselves. Folks, we're not going to survive if that happens. We need everybody to be leaders. I mean, I love it when you get out there on the front lines.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.